Because what if I want to leave?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and call us back into order. We've been in about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minute recess. We have two more bills on the agenda. We're going to skip ONCA 1763 and get to ONCR 1714. It is the third time it's been on an agenda, and for anyway, for a couple reasons, we've not been able to get to it. So anyway, it's a resolution to authorize an appropriate execution of contract for treatment services or other integrated services. Sole source FY15 with the State of Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. Congressman Shaw, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was approached about getting this done because a contract with the State of Oklahoma requires a limited waiver of sovereign immunity. As you recall, that means that if there's any alleged breach of contract, it's going to be adjudicated in, I guess, the Oklahoma court system, not our tribal court. So that's something we've agreed to before. And we do have a copy of one in 2015 where we granted a limited waiver of sovereign immunity. So this is similar. Actually, it's for 2017, the current contract here, not for 2018. And the state contracts run July 1, I think, to June 30th, rather than our fiscal year. I know in the past we've approved the limited waiver at least a month into the contract. Well, here we are 6 months into the contract. I'd ask program directors, well, what happens if we end up not approving this? Going, gee, we're already 6 months into this. What's the point? And the risk we might run is that they'll suspend further funding for the remainder of this year and or could potentially ask for money back. And so we're wanting to get this set aside so we can present it to the funding agency with the state and continue the treatment services for drug court for the rest of this contract here. So I guess what I'd like to do is just to ask Ms. Ashlock, who's here, to come to the table, and if she could give us her overview of this contract for the current fiscal year, then perhaps we can then go to questions, if that's okay.
Chair. Sounds good. Ms. Ashlock?
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having me today.
Thanks.
Again.
Be patient with that.
This chair is
weird. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Be careful.
It's going to get me up. Okay, so basically I heard Dr. Shaw say that the contracts go from July to June 30th, and they don't anymore, and that's what we found out this year. And that's the reason why we're having to visit this into the 6 months, is because now the state of Oklahoma, because of the budget cuts that the state goes through, they're only doing the contracts every 6 months. So when we did our last contract, our limited waiver was intact the first 6 months. We didn't know when the second 6 months showed up that they were going to do that. So they basically said they weren't. We didn't know that they were going to send another 6 months contract. We don't ever know if we're going to get a contract again until they send it. So we got the contract in, and the waiver had been expired for about, I believe it was 35 days. So that's the reason why we had to come back. So the contract is in place. We've been able to bill on the contract some parts of our services. There's one small part that's new, and that's the reason why there was a delay in the contract coming, because they sent off the new part of the contract. What they did is, instead of having all of the services in the contract, then treatment and everything, including the services that the court offers through our department, usually that was one lump sum. Now they've sectioned it off so they can account for those dollars more or better for them. So basically, the bulk of it comes in this like $29,877, I believe it is, and then $33,333 comes in a separate contract. So it's $3,333. Those services are when a counselor goes to court with the clients, and every week we have drug court. Every week the counselor goes to drug court and lets the judge and the DA's office know how the client is doing through their treatment. So this is every week. So those, that $33,333 is for the services for the counselor to do that. The rest of the bulk of the contract is for the services that TASC provides through the drug court contract for treatment. So that's what that is for. So because the state changed the terms of the contract, offering the new part, that $30,333, they sent it a little bit later than they normally do, but they also separated it into two sections instead of one-year contract. Now it's 2 6-month contracts. We didn't know that they were going to do that, and neither did they. So the state functions a little bit differently, and you never really know, and they don't know. And I had been calling to find out if we were to expect another contract, and they said they were not sure because, you know, Medicaid dollars and also dollars with ODMH and OHCA, which is Oklahoma Healthcare Authority, the budgets are very much at risk right now of cuts. And so that's what that was. And that's why we're asking for the limited waiver 6 months into the year, where normally it's one time we have to, you know, ask for it. So we'd had it for the year and we were expired 35 days. So that's how that happened.
Well, committee, questions? Congressman Mason.
What kind of alarm do you have? Because the state's reducing a lot of these dollars and cents to everybody, and if that reduction hits us, maybe it has or hasn't.
It already has.
It already has. So what happens to your program if you don't get the state dollars?
Well, I mean, we still have other services. We are not just drug court at TASC. We offer a lot of services outside of drug court. Okay. We offer
state dollars, state funding?
Medicaid dollars.
Medicaid dollars.
Yes, we charge Medicaid. And soon we'll be able to do regular insurance. We won't be able to do Medicare, but Medicaid we will. And we are billing Medicaid now for services outside of drug court. So say I go into a task and I want services and I have Medicaid, they can bill sessions, groups, everything for me, case management, if I have Medicaid. And so that's from 4 and up. That's for drug and alcohol, mental health, everything. There's huge potential in that program outside of drug court.
So is the contract, are there any major changes to the contract or the limited waiver?
No. It's the same contract we've always had. The only thing that has changed is the fact that they took it's called SQW, and they've taken that part, which is the court services that the counselor provides, and taken it out of the lump sum and made it its own so they could have a better accounting of those dollars. That is the only thing that's different, but it's the same amount of money that it's always been. They've just separated it out. So there's really nothing different.
Well, I just see these limited waivers typically being, if we want to accept the state fundings, we have to provide a limited waiver of sovereign immunity. It's not any sovereignty waiver. Basically we're agreeing that if there's an issue, a legal issue, that will be resolved in state courts. So I'm fine with this. You know, if we don't want to do it, then we don't get the money.
And we'll pay back money.
Well, yeah, so it's, you know, I don't take it lightly, these waivers of sovereign immunity, but in this case, we've already done it. It's the same or very similar contract, and the waiver is the same. We want the state funds, we're going to go battle it out in state courts if there's a legal issue, which is rare.
I've sponsored one in the past. Congresswoman Whitehorn has sponsored one in the past, so I don't have any more questions.
I have two. Any more questions?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I move to report ONCR 1714 to Congress with the due pass.
Second.
Motion been made to report out ONCR 1714 to Congress with the due pass. Congresswoman or Speaker Pratt, seconded by Congressman Mason. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay.
Thank
motion
you.
Approves. Thank you, Brooke.
You too.
Motion to adjourn by Speaker Pratt.
Second.
seconded by Congressman Baker slash Shaw. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
You call me Baker. Everybody calls me Baker.
I know, and then they call him Mason sometimes.
I don't. I don't do it very
happy
often.
Easter.
Whatever, happy Easter.
Especially when you guys are sitting right next